WAVA Mobile.
Fetching just as hard as I can go. You know, Mama's happy. Everybody's happy.
They keep Mama happy.
Midst of building on to and adding an addition to the Chicken Hilton.
Abandoned the fleet there?
Well, we're going to up it by six, so we'll have a total of about eight and possibly a couple more after she's done.
Good. So now we're talking about chickens, right?
Yep.
So do you have your chickens named?
Well, she says she only has one of the six new ones named, but of the other two, yes, they've already got their names too.
Video on I don't remember the name of it, but the guy says, now here's the big secret about chickens, never name your chickens. And then he proceeded to name all six of his.
Well, winner winner chicken dinner. If they don't work, they get it.
It's now are these free range chickens?
No, out where we live, I'm 4 miles south of Highway 11, and there are a lot of predators that would just love a chicken dinner.
Well, up here at Traveler's Rest, it's got some that, he's got one of those picket fences, you know, a rail fence, doesn't have any screen behind it, and he lets his chickens roam all over the place, and I just wonder how many of them he loses a month.
How about that? Now, where in TR do you live?
You know, right close to Clearview Baptist Church.
That's on State Park Road?
Roger that.
If you are looking out the front door of Clearview, and you look at a 45-degree angle back up behind the church, to the right, there's a road up there, Little Texas. And up at the top of Little Texas, there is a street called Wind Tree Court. And I used to live up there.
Once before.
I haven't told you or not, but I tell you what, it was nice up there. It was quiet. You know, at that time, there wasn't a lot of housing around it. Last time I was up there, there was houses being built a little bit of everywhere.
This rest is getting pretty busy. It's seemed like every open plot of land and whatever they can plow trees away from, they're trying to build apartment buildings or something on them.
Growth is good, but too much growth all at one time, you know, it can be less than good. It can change the character and the flavor of a place, if you will.
And you come out of where I live, State Park Road, you got to be real careful pulling out there because there's a lot of traffic on that road, especially going to work in the morning and in the afternoons.
Well, a lot of really, really bad traffic accidents and some fatalities that were along that State Park there, where there's blind entrances onto State Park, at least they used to be. So hopefully there's been some improvements on the road up through there.
Not for a wreck, there's up here in TR, you know, as you headed up towards Marietta, right there by where the American Embroidery Factory is here, just north of that, maybe just before you get to the grocery store up here. There's everybody stopped for a bad wreck.
Well, as I said, lots of blind entrances on. Now, is that road that you're talking about, American Embroidery, that's on 25 and Tigerville Road?
276 as you come through TR. Just stay on that and go, you know, the road that goes by Traveler's Rest High School.
Okay, is it as far north as Northwestern?
Just a second. There's a Sunoco gas station.
that's in there close to where the rock quarry is. Or, you know, that right turn to where that you go back in there to the old rock quarry. I know exactly what you're talking about. People whiz up and down through there like it's a racetrack.
You know, all that mulch and stuff they got piled up there?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, hopefully there's no injuries. Hopefully not too much property damage. But, there again, they will call out. 4 fire trucks, 6 ambulances, and the entire Travelers Rest Police Department.
I think that's just what I passed.
Normal. Yep. Well, I was coming up Wade Hampton Boulevard from, you know where Wade, Discount Tire is on Wade Hampton?
Yes, I do.
Going in towards Greer, the traffic is backed up all the way back to Discount Tire up to the intersection at 101. I said, no. So my wife and I are headed to back roads, and I think I just hit Highway 14, sure it is, and I am going the back way. We'll be home 15, 20 minutes before any of those people get out of that tangle down there.
And, hey, by the way, have you talked to Dave Watson lately?
Get that itch to go fly, which is quite often.
Well, listen, I'm going to say 73 to you for now. I've got to get up here and get to the recycling center and get rid of a whole bunch of stuff and get back for supper. So you and the missus take care, and this will be KB4, correction, KO4LAO, signing off after your last.
Here you go. Are you still teaching the kids to fly the drones?
Adults, but yeah, in fact, I'm teaching a class right now.
Okay, are you doing it up at the club field?
Do, but mostly my stuff is online. Like, I'm helping a teacher out in California right now.
Good deal. All right, well, listen, go have a good time. I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the ride along. 73 is KN4BWA. I'm clear.
Here.